Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I couldn't receive that.
Do you think I could?
I couldn't receive
Do you think I could?
That in the office?
With the red lace. Glasses on, them trouble glasses on. Yeah, man.
As you can see,
we did it.
We actually did it. We're gonna stop actually talking about it now because we finally done it.
Yeah.
But let us embrace this moment, and you're gonna hear about it a lot today.
Yeah.
And then going forward. Yeah, we'll probably
going forward. It's over.
It's over. No more. We need that 1 million chase because we're here now.
Yeah. We're not asking for anything anymore.
Yeah. You guys can do what you want. Now.
Yeah. You man can do what you want apart from unsubscribe.
Facts.
But yeah, 1 million YouTube subscribers, guys. It happened. Let's give ourselves a round of applause.
Let's go. Well done, guys. We actually did it.
We smashed it. I'm so over the moon.
Same, guys.
So like to give a little bit of context, actually what we'll do is we'll do our cheeky shot first.
Let's
let the chest get warm and then we'll get emotional. And then I'm probably going to do like two or three this episode because I'm super happy.
Gang.
Right, guys. Thank you very, very much.
Cheers to you all.
Cheers to you.
Cheers, my bro.
You guys are the best. Cheers, bro.
Cheers.
And
cheers,
yeah, man.
Cheers. Let's do this.
Bottoms up and all that.
I wonder why the phrase is called bottoms up.
Because it's the bottom of the thing goes up. It's literally the most obvious phrase anyone has ever made. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, that suckled me.
That was an L for you.
It was. Let's move on. 1 million, right? Makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. I just say stuff.
Fair. I love your innocence, Riyad. Yeah, I'm not even going to lie to you. Yeah. I love your innocence, bro.
Someone's got to be, man.
Yeah.
Someone's got to be.
Right. I'm going to run back a second right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't like spacing out that much. I'd rather just get the juicy going now and then like.
Let it like ride away.
Yeah, let it ride the way throughout. Otherwise, because when we used to do it back in the day, we used to do these like crazy and then my throat would hurt. I started getting hot. You didn't ever know. I started getting hot and dizzy and all this kind of stuff. And by the end of the thing, I was absolutely wasted.
Yeah.
So it's good to just do two or three in the beginning moment. And then just let it ride out. Well done, G. Thank
safe,
you.
Safe.
Cheers. Oh. If you're new here, what me and Fia just did is what is commonly known in the cult baby community as a tequila sip sip.
Yes, sir.
We haven't spoke about it in a very long time.
Yes, sir. Shot of pineapple. A shot of tequila followed by a shot of pure pineapple juice. Yeah.
It's the best thing anyone's ever invented in the alcohol game. And we claim it.
We do actually.
We claim it. There's controversy about who invented it.
We started it.
Yeah, we claim it. And the fact of the matter is, I want to be open. We know we didn't invent it because it got introduced to us in the first place.
Facts.
But we claim it.
Facts.
Yeah, man. We're colonizers. We just come here and claim
stuff.
Start planting flags and taking it.
Facts.
Because we can.
Yeah.
Because we've got a million subs.
Fact,
who's going to tell us off?
We are those guys now.
Yeah, yeah. Who are you going to believe? Craig David or us?
Facts.
How many subs has he got?
Facts.
Probably more, but it doesn't matter.
How many does he actually have? Pull it up.
Yeah, he probably has a lot, but he's 400 years old, so who cares? Oh, 918K, is that what it says? Shut up, blood!
Hey, we coined it.
We invented it, man.
No, man, that's Arctic.
918, what's that?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember 918.
I remember my first video. So yeah, I'm going to be like Dickhead James today.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, I'm on my flex. Where's my sunglasses?
Fuck off.
Hang on. What was I saying? Yeah, I remember my first video. So I'm Evil James today, okay? Because you got a million subs? I'm Evil James today. I'm a flex on all of you.
I can tell, G. We love to hear it. We love to see it. Let's go, man.
Yeah, man. So guys, we did it. We hit a million subscribers on YouTube. And for me, this means literally everything. I know it means everything to everyone, but like to take it all the way back, I'm gonna give props to my boy Lewis again. This dream for me personally literally started like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Okay.
And I've said this on here before, but like, as everyone knows, if you've been here for a minute, you know, like my like financial dream, obviously loads of people always want to like retire their mom or retire mm-hmm. their dad or mm-hmm. like buy someone a house. Like my dream has always been like, I want to buy my dad an Aston Martin. Mm-hmm. He can afford whatever flipping car he wants, yeah. but that's the car he's never got.
Just gonna shell money.
He loves it and he's never got it. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
DB9 was his favorite. I don't know if that's still the case, but he used to love the DB9. It was his favorite car. He never got it. And I used to say to him when I was little, I'm going to buy that for you. I'm going to buy that for you. And as you know, if you've been here for a while, my dad only respects money.
Yeah.
He doesn't respect blood.
Money and
loyalty.
Power.
Yeah. He doesn't respect blood or loyalty. He respects money.
Yeah.
So yeah, until your money's up, shut up.
Facts.
Yeah. You're in my pocket.
Facts. My back pocket at that.
Yeah. I sit on you. Pause. So anyway, I was like, I'm going to buy it. So there was a time where me and my brother had moved, both of us, through a breakdown of simultaneous relationships, had moved out of our respective homes with our partners back into my mum's. Mm-hmm. And it happened around about the same time. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, we're in our 20s. We're living back at mum's. I'm working at David Lloyd in Milton Keynes. And he was working for Volkswagen in Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
So because we're broke boys, as broke boys do, we would carpool.
Yeah.
So we're carpool and we're driving and we're taking it in turns as to who drives, and we're driving to Milton Keynes together from Northampton every day. And we'll just talk. Mm-hmm. And one thing I love about my brother is logical as hell. Mm-hmm. My brother's the most logical person in the world. He doesn't entertain fantasies. Mm-hmm. And I'm Mr. Fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm only about the fantasy.
Yeah.
So I used to say, bro, I'm going to be so rich. And he's like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
And then I used to say, we were in Newport Pagnell, which is a small town outside of Milton Keynes. There is a Aston Martin dealership.
Okay.
And it's banging. Mm-hmm. And we drove past it and I was like, bro, I can't wait to buy dad this Aston Martin when my money's up, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then my brother, being my brother, couldn't tolerate it anymore and turned to me and said, big man, no offense. Like, I like this energy you're giving, but where do you think this money's coming from? Mm. And I was like, obviously, I was working in sales at the time.
Okay.
And I was like, obviously, bro, like, I'm gonna perfect my sales game here at David Lloyd.
Yeah.
And I'm probably gonna get a sales job in London selling tech.
Yeah.
And my money's gonna be up.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool, best case scenario, how much do you think you're gonna be making? Mm-hmm. And I was like, bro, back then, like, my aspirations, I couldn't quantify money like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, like 100K a mm-hmm. year. And he was like, bet. Good answer. Mm-hmm. Good answer. Because if you did get a job in central London doing sales, chances are, if you're doing well, you would make 100 grand a year. And I was like, let's go. Gucci gang.
Yeah.
And he was like, how much do you think an Aston Martin costs?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, bro. Like 200K. Mm-hmm. And he said, good answer.
Yeah.
It does cost 200K.
Yeah.
So if your entire salary before tax is 100K a year, on what planet do you think you're saving 200 grand to buy someone else a car? Mm. Fam, when I say my head exploded,
yeah.
And I was a competent human being. Yeah. I was a competent grown ass man.
He brought
bro.
You back down to earth.
He drapes me down to earth. And I was like, big man, this is never going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, this thing that I've been talking about since I was five, I'm now 25 and I'm realizing this is never, ever, ever going to happen. Mm. And I physically couldn't stand the humiliation.
Yeah.
And I like, this is a dream I've had since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You're basically telling me Santa's not real to my face as a grown ass man.
Yeah.
And I've already learned that Santa's not real. I was certain this was real. Mm. And you're telling me now this is not happening for me. And then he was like, this is just life, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry,
but
you're not buying anyone anything. You're not buying yourself an Aston Martin. You're sure as fuck not buying dad an Aston Martin.
Yeah.
And just come back to reality, because it's boring now. Mm-hmm. It's Wednesday morning. We're driving to Milton Keynes. It's cold and it's boring.
Just chatting.
Yeah. Let's listen to Radio 4. Sharp.
Yeah.
And just get up, because this is our lot.
Yeah. This is what we've got.
James, this is our lot.
Yeah.
I know you had dreams, but this is our lot.
Yeah.
And me being me, I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, no. And I've always been the kind of person that's like, I'm going to be rich. Mm. I promise you that now because I can't not be. Because my personality just doesn't reflect.
Facts.
It doesn't reflect, like, It doesn't reflect broke. Yeah,
boy,
I don't spend less, I make more. Facts. Do you know what I mean? Like, my personality doesn't reflect that kind of. Yeah, it just it can't run. So eventually, I don't know how it's gonna happen, but going to make money.
Yeah.
I don't know how. And I rolled into work that day, into David Lloyd, into my sales office, and my boy Lewis was sat opposite me. I sat down. I sat down on a huff, bro. Mm. I fucking sat down on a huff. And he was like, what's up? What's going on? Right, that's chapter one. I'm gonna take one more shot and then we're gonna get into chapter two, okay?
Yeah.
Pause. So I landed in David Lloyd, I've huffed, and he's saying, what's wrong? And he's saying, what's wrong? What's going on? So welcome back to chapter two, guys. Right, so to set the scene, I've just gone into David Lloyd, heartbroken.
Yeah. Collapsed on a chair.
Yeah, I've made it into work in my uniform of all things.
Yeah.
Collapsed on the chair, my heart's broken, and my dreams are shattered.
Yeah.
Santa's not real, and how am I gonna deal?
Yeah.
So I sit down, Lewis is sat opposite me, he's like, what's up, man? And I'm like, bro, do you know what's actually mad? And he was like, what? And I was like, you know how I always bang on about, like, and bearing in mind, me and Lewis are equally deluded.
Yes.
So this Aston Martin chat, he was here for it because he was chatting Lambos. So we used to just ping pong back and forth about bullshit.
Yeah.
Consistent bullshit that was never going to happen. And so I sat down, I'm disheartened. My dreams are crushed. And he said, bro, what's going on? And I said, bro, you know how I've been talking about Aston Martin for my dad? He's like, ovs. And I was like, I've just had a chat to my brother and like, it's actually not going to happen. And I love our little delusional ping pong and our banter, but like, I'm actually deep in it for now. Like, it's really not going to happen. And I explained like what I'd said to my brother had said to me in terms of like, bro, like what if we leave here and we get a sick job doing sales here and we get a sick job here and we get a promotion there, da-da-da-da-da. It's like, we're not going to be making $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Like, we're really going to be making like 100 grand a year. And that's banging, but that's not supercar chat. Like, and it's really not. Mm. And that's the best we're ever going to get. And it's also going to be a butters commute into London every day. And it's also going to be like just grim, like, because it's all well and good talking about this rich guy sales chat, but let's be real, sales is disgusting and I hate it and we both hate it and we can talk all this flex chat all we want, but the reality is I hate it. Yeah. I hate it here. I hate working. You hate working. This is shit.
Yeah.
And all we talk about is getting out of here, but all we talk about is getting out of here to go to the next office. And I hate it and I can't stand it and I don't want to do it. And bro, I was like, all of a sudden, like, all this hype, boisterous, stupid chat that we used to dream about, that used to get us through the day, had all like plummeted into dust. I was like, this is the reality where I'm at, bro. Like, this is bullshit. And like, I'm so heartbroken. I could literally cry.
Damn.
Bro, it was honestly, at that time, it was the darkest day of my life. And it sounds stupid for something as petty as not buying your dad a supercar to be the darkest day of your life. But I was honestly like, I'm so certain I was going to be rich. And now I'm only realizing that it's impossible for me. And 100 grand for a lot of people is rich. Like, we did the stats that time, like, what, it's 103 grand or whatever. It's like top 1%.
Yeah.
It's like, I can be in the top 1% and I'm still not going to be able to get dad that car. And that's never going to happen for me. And I was like, now I'm just going to have to reassess my life goals. Like, what the fuck am I even doing? If I'm not going to be doing that, then why would I even go to London? Why would I even do this sales job? I might as well just be a fucking PT forever. I might as well just do something that's like doable, entertainable. Like, why would I even bother chasing money if I can't use money to get what I want? Like, what's the point? Bro, the whole thing was, the whole shift was me spiraling down.
Yeah.
And then man was like, do you know who's got it good? And I was like, who's got it good? And he was like, bro, YouTubers. And I was literally like, first of all, shut up. Like, literally shut up.
I'm pouring my heart to you talking about YouTubers.
Bro, I'm giving you everything that's burdening me.
Yeah.
And you're saying YouTubers have it good.
Yeah.
And shit is brown, bro. Sky is blue. Like, why are you chatting rubbish to me?
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, bro. He was like, to be fair, like, I understand where you're coming from. Like, I've wanted to be a YouTuber since I was like 9 years old. And like, I used to make a YouTube account, stream like Minecraft or stream like—
This is Lewis saying
Lewis.
This. Okay.
He was like, I used to make a YouTube account. I'd stream like, not stream, but like he would, back in the day, they would do like cuts, like screen record. There was screen record and voiceover. Before there was Twitch and streaming and stuff, it was screen recording, voiceover stuff, and just like getting like a flipping 25 kill streak on
COD.
COD.
Yeah.
Old school COD. Mm. Like World War II COD.
Yeah.
And then like he was like, I used to do that and I would do it. And like the videos would actually get numbers.
Yeah.
And he brought up his old YouTube account and it had like 200 views on this one, 300 views in that one. And I was like, bro, that's actually kind of decent. Mm. Like that's actually 200 people.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And I just quit and I just never did it. And I just never went back. And it's all I've ever wanted to do. And I've been too scared to do it.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, like that's dark. And he was like, bro. And I obsess about YouTube every day. And I see like the lives these YouTubers live and I watch their vlogs and I see them buying apartments in LA. And he showed me this one guy and he was like, bro, this guy has an apartment in LA. And it was like a vlog tour of his apartment in LA. He's like, he lives in London. He just bought this like £1 million apartment in LA. He doesn't even live there.
Mm.
And I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, yeah, bro. And he's like, and then this is the one that clicked for me. He was like, bro, it's not even the big YouTubers that have the money. He's like, just an average YouTuber. Just like, not even, it's not the Mr. Beast or the PewDiePie's or anything. Yeah, like. It's like just an average YouTuber is making bags, bro. Mm. Like crazy bags.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, like what? And then I'm getting hyped again.
I'm getting
delusional again.
And I'm
like, fuck, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And he was like, bro. And
talk then me through it.
Yeah, now we're rallying.
Yeah. We're back to
delulu. Now we're rallying, bro.
Delulu.
And I was like, what are you on about? Yeah, and he's like, bro, these men are making fucking money.
Yeah.
And I was like, swear, how much?
Yeah.
And he was like, bro, these men are making 10K a month, 20K, 30, 40K a month. Mm. I was like, that's impossible.
Yeah.
He was like, I promise you're not impossible. Look at this guy. This guy actually shares his statistics.
Mm.
This guy being Ali Abdaal. Mm. Ali Abdaal, who I shouted out a million times, just at that time had launched his first ever year in review video of how much money he made as a YouTuber. And I was like, you're winding me up.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, bro, I promise you, like he's got the graph in front of you. It literally says how much he's making every day.
Mm.
And I'm like, bro, that's impossible. So we're going. And I was like, oh, I love like, and then I was talking about like, oh, do you know what my session is? Like, I would love to be a podcaster. Like, I obsess with podcasts. I listen to podcasts literally 8 hours a day. It's all I listen to. It's all I care about. And I'm obsessed with it. And he was like, bro, you could literally put a podcast on YouTube and you're a YouTuber. Like, you could do that. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So then after that conversation, I was like, I'm actually going to be a YouTuber now because I have to buy the Aston Martin. Whether for dad, whether for me, whether for whatever the fuck, I don't care. I have to buy it.
Yeah.
And I have to live the dream. Like Santa is real and I promise you I'm going to do it. So from then we started scheming about how I'm going to do it. And then we're like, what do we like? What do we do? And the podcasting thing is like, it was like a gap or two or three steps away from me because I was like, I want to do this podcast thing, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you don't have to navigate that.
Yeah, I don't know what you need.
Yeah.
I don't know how microphones work.
Yeah.
I don't know what an XLR cable is. I don't know like anything. I don't know how it works. I don't know how they're getting their voice into a microphone to come on to like a screen. It's not making sense to me.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to make videos without a microphone.
Mm.
So what I did was I was like, all right, cool. So I'm not going to do a podcast because I actually don't know what to do, but I'm going to start a YouTube channel. And he was like, gang. So I did start a YouTube channel. I just started. I didn't know anything about making YouTube videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just made this account, started posting videos about TV and film reviews like we do now. I made like 5 or 6 episodes and I was super stoked about it, but it was taking ages.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't want to just talk about movies and TV all the time.
Mm.
It's boring.
Mm.
I love it more than anything, but I can't be bothered to just find things to talk about. It's just so jarring. I just want to talk about what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we circle back to the podcast thing. But because I've spent so long on this channel, I'm going to say so long, I meant like a month.
Mm.
But because I've spent so long learning how to use this, and then the comments will say, bro, you need a microphone. You sound like shit. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to get a microphone.
Yeah.
So then I get a microphone and I learn how to use that. And then like, your microphone's not even turned on. Like, learn how to do your job.
Yeah.
So then I learn how to turn it on. And then I learn how to use like GarageBand that you can stick this in and it will work on this. And then you learn how to use just like basically everything. And then everything I learned from this channel meant they're like, oh, I actually can start a podcast because I've learned everything now. I've learned how to use a mic. I've learned how to use editing software. I know how to use everything. Like that's what they do. This is what they do. And I was like, gang, okay, cool. Like, I guess we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And then I remember, obviously everyone knows the story. I begged you for months and months and months. Podcast. You were like, no.
Yeah.
Then eventually you said yes. So we skip forward and then we start the channel. And here we are.
With a million.
Nearly 4 years later.
True, nearly 4 years
later. Took a minute, but yeah, we got here. A million subscribers. And this is all I've ever wanted because that same day in with Lewis, the same day we were there with Lewis, I remember him saying to me, a million subscribers is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Because anyone can call themselves a YouTuber and you can make money from a 10K, 20K, 30K, 100K, 150K, 250K, 400, 500K. But the biggest YouTuber on the planet will never like turn his nose up at someone who's got a million subscribers because it's impossibly hard to do.
Yeah.
And no one does it. And I think I checked the stats yesterday. There's like a stupid, like a good few billion YouTube accounts.
Makes sense.
There's a couple billion YouTube accounts and 35,000 1 millions.
Wow. Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's like 0.00% of people with YouTube channels who have 1 million plus. Subs.
And we managed to
slide out. So
we're in that category now.
Perspective.
Yeah, and he was like, no one can chat shit to you once you get a million. Mm. Once you get a million, there's no gray areas. You're rich and you are a YouTuber. No one can say anything to you. So like once you get to a million, that means you've officially made it.
Yeah.
And I remember we've said this a couple of times before, when we started this, Fuad and I got together and we set a goals list.
Yeah.
And the goals list had a million things on it. And I said to him, once we complete this goals list, it means we're on our way. Once we complete the second goals list, it means we've made it.
Mm.
And the last tick on the second goals list was a million subscribers on YouTube.
Was it?
Yeah. And that was the day that I knew we would, I said to him, once we complete this list, we will be rich and we will have made it.
Yeah.
I remember saying it to him, because I remember as I was writing it, I was like, this is unachievable.
Damn.
This is unachievable. But if we ever do it, it means we've made it. And we've done it.
And we've been made it. We've been making it.
Bro.
We've been making it.
Very, 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 very special day today. And I'm only deep in it now that we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Very, very, very special day. So if you're still here because I've been waffling, thank you very, very, very much, because this is like everything I've ever wanted in my entire life. And to just go full circle, did I stumble into Aston Martin dealership last week? Yeah, maybe I did. Are they bringing in a brand new DB12 in a couple of weeks? Yeah, maybe they are. Have I booked myself in for a test drive? Possibly.
Say less.
Is the guy's name Matt from Aston Martin Newport Pagnell? Yeah, he is. Yeah,
say less.
Does he have my personal email address? Yeah, he does.
Say less.
So yes, guys, we hit a million and we've made it. And as a special celebration, another thing that I've always wanted, since the day we started this podcast, because this is another throwback. Since the day we started this podcast, Fuad and I, only true, like day oneers will know, the day one fans will know, Fuad and I went through drama when we started this, right? Do you man know how many episodes never went live? Because my microphone wasn't on.
Fuad's
microphone wasn't on.
Yeah.
We're streaming away. I forgot to flip in, press record on the software.
I forgot about that.
Like, I forgot to turn the camera on.
Yeah.
The camera turned off halfway.
Yeah.
Do you man know how many times that happened?
Yeah.
And I had to go home, cry my eyes out when I found out, then drive back to Manchester the next week when I wasn't due there for 3 weeks because we've just been recording like 7 episodes. I had to drive back there the next week to record again. Fuad had to book more time off work. Fuad, like, it was so stressful.
Yeah.
And we always used to talk, bro, one day we're going to have a studio. We're going to have a producer. We're going to have an editor. We don't have to worry about this stuff anymore because this is fucking jarring.
Yeah.
We've lost so many episodes by like fuck ups.
Yeah.
And like, one thing I'm going to say props to you is this guy's tolerance for pain is up, because I would ring him or voice note him screaming down the phone and I'd say, I'm so sorry, because it was up to me. It was up to me and I'm so sorry. And he would never, not once, out of all the times it happens, not once would this guy turn to me and be like, you know what, James, fuck off. Like, actually fuck off. Like, I'm so tired of this. Like, I'm not taking any more time off work. I'm not doing this. I'm not giving up any of my Sundays. I'm not doing this, bro. Not once did you turn around. Every single time his reply would be like, bro, you know what? It is what it is. It's jarring, but it is what it is. And I needed that.
Yeah.
So, bro, thank you for that.
All good, G.
And now we have the producer and we have the editor. And without them, without Ellis and without Rem, we would never, ever, ever, ever be where we are today.
Fact.
So we have a special surprise for Ellis and Rem today, which I've been like, I haven't slept, G-man. I haven't slept. We have a special surprise for Ellis and Rem today. So I'm going to go get it out of my bag. You man needs to close your eyes, okay?
Yeah, you do.
Close your eyes and you're not allowed to peek. No peekies. No peekies, guys. And I'll tell you when you're allowed to open your eyes, okay?
Right.
All right, we're back in the room. Do not open your eyes.
Okay.
Right, guys, so keep your eyes closed. As a thank you, guys, for getting us to where we need to be, for giving up your time, your schedules,
everything.
For believing in us.
Facts.
Because these man have, this is one thing that people don't really deep, yeah? These man have bills to pay.
Yeah.
Mouths to feed.
Yeah.
They need to come home every month with food on the table and make sure that the rent is paid, the mortgage is paid, and they dropped the security that they had to come and be part of this.
Yeah.
Of two guys just chatting shit for a living. And that's a massive risk to take. And it has not gone unnoticed and unappreciated. So Fuhad and I wanna say thank you for that.
Facts.
And thank you for getting us to where we are.
Facts.
With this little gift. Hope you like it. You can open your eyes.
What the fuck?
Yo.
Oh shit.
Fam.
I don't even want to touch it.
What?
Open it, man.
Open it.
Open it, man.
Open it.
Yo.
Fucking hell. Nah, ain't no way. Holy fucking shit.
Let's go. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Go.
Fuck.
Yo, you man got Gucci watches.
Let's go.
You man can never, ever, ever, ever.
You can't be stepped to.
That's for you guys.
So that's our gesture to you guys to say thank you for all the hard work.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Fucking hell.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go.
Jesus.
Come on.
When did you get these?
Yesterday.
You got them yesterday?
Yeah. I picked them up yesterday anyway.
Fucking hell. Thank you, fellas.
You're very welcome.
You, gang. Shit, thank you. Honestly,
gang,
thank you.
Gang.
What?
What the
fuck? Jesus.
Let's go.
I'm
thank gas.
You, yeah,
I'm fucking gas, bro.
Thank you, man. Wow.
Shit.
It's been a mad roller coaster because for me, I feel like it's one of those ones where I've always felt privileged to. First of all, I was very, even though I said no from the jump, I was very privileged that you asked me to be on the pod and everything, or wanted to start a pod with me, or vice versa, or whatever. And I was like, I wonder how it's gonna be like, because even though, yes, we laugh, we chat shit, we do all of this off camera, I wonder how that's gonna be perceived on camera.
Yeah,
because not everyone understands our personality. Well, they do now, but at the time, not everyone understood our personality. How we like, but you know, so our circle's pretty small.
Yeah.
So I was very like, is this just gonna be a hobby? Is this just gonna be for fun? But I'm here now, because clearly I rode the wave, you know? It wasn't taking anything away from me, considering I was just spending time with my boy and just chatting shit. It wasn't any extra added work per se. So I'm just very, very fucking grateful, man, because at the end of the day, I remember times in hospitality, everyone knows I bitch and moan about hospitality, or I have for the longest whilst I was in it. And it was like, I remember Christmas periods, I remember times in Grill on the Market in London, I remember times in Australasia, in Manchester, and I'm like, how are these men living this life on a week to week basis?
Yeah.
And I remember every single time like we chat or in the group chat, every time you man would be doing stuff, I'd be like, I can't go because I'm working every weekend. My FOMO was unbearable. And not even just this friendship group, but everything else. This affected my work in hospitality, affected my life in so many positive ways, but in so many negative ways as well. And it's like, I can't believe, for one, I managed to escape that and better myself, as opposed to escape and just probably moving linear and still working in another restaurant or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, like I said to you yesterday, I'm not even, what's the one I'm looking for? I've not really deeped or really like acknowledged the fact we've hit 1 million. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not really sunk in yet. But as we're talking now, and as these gifts have been brought, as we're in this space, I'm thinking, oh my fucking God. Like, oh my fucking God. The amount of effort and work we've all put in, like outside of this pod, we've all worked other jobs as well as doing this pod. Do you know what I mean? We've all had different things to do, but we made this a priority. Yeah. And I'm so fucking happy that we all had that same goal, all had that same mindset, all had that same drive to be like, this can work. Because we all saw the trajectory, we all saw like the feedback, we all saw how fun it was to see other people's reactions to us. Do you know what I mean? And it was so good to see that, we're getting such a bigger fan base, and it's like, oh, we're getting DMs now, we're getting this now. It started, bro, it started from us on Reddit, trying to find some information.
Searching.
Just searching for something to say, bro.
Yeah.
If it wasn't our past stories, it was just searching for stuff to say. And I'm thinking, how is this gonna be sustainable? That's all I kept thinking. Yeah. Ask me 3 years ago, how is this gonna be sustainable?
Yeah.
And look at us now, like we've got DMs that I can't even open anymore because they're so full. And it's like, wow, I never ever thought, if you had asked me 2.5 years ago, working in hospitality, Fuhad, where do you think you're going to be in 2.5 years? I'd probably say I'm probably still going to be in Manchester, trying to grind, probably be a GM or something like that.
Because
I was contemplating being a GM. I said this to you.
Bro, I remember.
I was contemplating being a GM before I was considering, obviously, quitting management and working on this full time. And I'm like, I wonder how different my life would have been if this was never a thing. Mm-mm. Do you know what I mean? And words honestly cannot describe how grateful I am. Honestly, like, I'm feeling so emotional right now. It's unfucking believable, my guys. Unbelievable. I love you, man, to death. And you guys will never understand what you've done for me. So I love you all, and thank you guys for watching. Obviously, it's not the end of the episode, but I love all of you guys, man. I'm so emotional right now.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's overwhelming, my guy.
Yeah.
Overwhelming. And I just can't express it so much. But yeah, I love you guys to death. Love 1 million is a major stone.
Yeah.
Major milestone. And yeah, man, it's upwards from here. We can't go back.
Oh, gang. Right. That's the soppy stuff over. Let's do it. I can't be asked for these evil James glasses. Let's do the IG question, bro.
Let's
get into it.
Let's. If you're still with us, welcome. If you're still with us, thank you. Let's get straight into the nitty gritty. IG question of the week was, What time? One time where karma was a bitch to you. Obviously the responses were juicy as well.
Yeah, Kang.
I made fun of my friend for falling off his bike. Later that day, I got hit by a car whilst riding my bike.
Raw!
Yeah.
I thought man was gonna say I fell over too.
Nah, hit by a car whilst riding my bike.
Raw, okay. Okay.
I was a shit girlfriend to my ex, and now the guy I'm with treats me like a side chick.
Stop. That's really upsetting.
That is upsetting. It's because
jokes.
Karma.
Yeah. That's unbearable karma.
I threw bread at a duck and then got chased around the lake by about 5 to 8 geese.
You know that's my worst fear. You know for a fact that's my worst fear.
I know. That was
geese are terrifying.
They're huge.
Have you ever been chased by a goose?
No.
Bro, they hiss at you.
No, I
they
never.
Do this thing.
Yeah, that's the intimidation
thing. Yeah, that's the tactic. Yeah. And they hiss at you, bro. It's terrifying.
No, I've not been chased by geese, bro.
It's terrifying.
I never want to be chased by
geese. Yeah, don't.
One time where karma was a bitch to you, I flew interstate to cheat on my girlfriend, but got mugged whilst walking to meet her at a bar.
To cheat on my... Flew!
You can't even explain that to the missus. You can't. You have the lies you have to think of.
Yeah.
To get yourself out of that situation. Mad.
Brother, I got on a plane to cheat on my missus.
That... He's dumb in the sense of doing that anyway. What?
This is the thing with cheating, yeah? Like, cheating... Sometimes you really, 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 really like...
You just don't want to be in a relationship. You just don't.
Take a look in the mirror, bro. Just think, what am I doing?
What am I actually doing? You really don't want to be...
Getting on a plane.
Yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell us straight, you got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, patreon.com/gigspod.
Oh,
for Tom.
Come on, bro.
Stop.
It really stop.
Give up.
Really stop. Next. I said mashallah as I sparked my spliff and it all fell out.
That's jokes.
I read that and died.
Oh, bro.
And it all just fell out. That's too funny.
Wow, God will take everything from you. Blasphemy.
Factual. Take away from you like that.
Oh, my days.
It all fell out.
It's the mashallah as well. Because he knew.
Yeah.
That's jokes. I hooked up with an enemy's girl at a party. As soon as I stepped outside, I fell and slashed both my hands.
What?
I fell and just slashed both my hands. An enemy's girl. Yeah, long.
Wow.
I got too cocky and tried a trick in front of my friends with skates on. I now have a brain injury. Right, that's stop. I now have a brain injury. That's permanent.
Yeah. Man. Oh.
I thought you meant that's how
no,
it was.
No.
I thought you do like man's on the
bench. Nah. I don't know the severity.
Yeah.
All I know is he's slurring.
Yeah, he's...
All I know is he's slurring and someone else typed that. I'm playing.
That's jokes. Cheated on my girlfriend. She got a promotion. I got fired. Peak.
You got really deep your behavior to acknowledge her promotion as something, as karma for cheating.
As karma, yeah, yeah.
You got a really,
yeah.
Sorry, innit? Yeah,
facts. Tried to give a homeless man some money. He told me it wasn't enough. He chased me and hit me. A homeless man.
Bro, this is why I don't give homeless people stuff.
That's scary.
That's terrifying.
I genuinely don't know how I'd react if I, obviously they're always sitting down. There's like a little cup or a hat, however. I genuinely don't know how I react. If I'm being generous and I give a five or a tenner. And he looks at me and says, big
that's
man,
not enough.
That's not enough. And he gets to stand up. Oh, man,
because I know
scared.
For a fact, he's not saying it once and then just standing up.
Facts.
He'll say, bro, that's not enough. And you'll be like,
what?
Fuck. He'll be like, that's not enough.
That's not enough. And he's
standing. Big man, that's not enough.
Stop.
What the fuck?
What's going on?
That's not enough.
Yeah. I'll start looking for cameras because there
just,
must be.
Just start thumping you up.
Nah.
I'll be terrified.
That's scary, bro.
Because I'm just thinking AIDS. That's all I'm thinking.
Facts.
As soon as his skin touches my skin.
Facts, they've got something.
Yeah.
It's a placebo effect. You think you've got it all. You think you've got it all. It's a placebo effect. You touch a hobo and that's it. You got scurvy.
Placebo. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, go on.
Right. I broke up with a man because he only liked missionary. He's now a millionaire. I should have stayed.
Bro. Can't do anything for money, you know?
He's now a millionaire. I should have stayed. That's hilarious.
That's funny. Gal will do stuff.
Bro,
they'll go through stuff for money.
Oh, bro, wouldn't they jump?
Missionary forever because he's a millionaire. Forever.
That's boring.
Yeah.
That's boring.
That's boring. I should have stayed.
That's jokes.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I made fun of my friend for having really thin eyebrows. I later lost mine in a kitchen fire.
That's
tough.
That's horrible.
That is horrible. Rounders. I threw the ball with all my might to get this girl out. I dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah, because rounders is one of them, isn't it?
Rounders is that?
Yeah, it's just a little.
He must have come round the side.
Have launched it. Bastard.
Come round the side. We were in a free period, and the teacher moved my crush to stand in front of the class, and said the next person who talks would join her. I, thinking this is my moment, tried to get his attention, but ended up making such a ruckus he kicked me out of the class.
That's happened to me before.
Has it?
Geography.
Man remembers.
Yeah, geography. I remember one time. People were just gunning for this flipping geography teacher.
Yeah.
And then someone said something and then one of the other kids was like, so you're not going to do nothing.
Okay. He said, a kid
said something to the teacher, cussing him out in some way. He said something about his haircut or his trousers or something.
Okay.
I can't remember what I said, but basically the kid said something to the teacher and then everyone was like, ooh.
Egging it on.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And then he didn't do nothing. So one of the other kids was like, sir, you're not gonna like kick him out or detention or
yeah,
exclude them or sighting.
Yeah.
And he was like, there's nothing in the rule books that says you can't make fun of a teacher. And I said, say less. And I can't remember what I said,
yeah.
but I must have just ran my mouth.
Yeah.
He said, get the fuck out. When I say word for word, he said, get the fuck out.
The whole class would have gasped. The class would have gasped.
Bro.
A teacher swearing at kids.
Yeah. He said, get the fuck out. I was like, I couldn't get my words out. And when I tried to explain my life, you said do that, he said, get the fuck out. I was like,
bro, like, I'm in trouble.
10 seconds later, I was looking through the square window like this. I was looking through the square window like this.
Yeah.
Petrified.
Yeah.
I was like, bro.
My mom's gonna find out.
Bro.
Yeah, that's all I would think
bro,
about.
Bro, he's gonna ring my mom.
Yeah, that's all I would think about.
Oh my God.
I remember one time I tried to get out of getting in trouble. Because this was back in, I want to say primary school. Every time you were bad, you would receive, an accumulation of being bad, accumulation of times of being bad. You receive like a letter to send to your home. But obviously I would get the letter to give to my parents to read the fact that I've been bad, and they have to sign it to acknowledge that they've read it,
bring it back to the
school.
Yeah,
so be like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Everyone knows your child is a fuck up, basically.
Yeah.
But what I did was, I remember I got the thing, I was thinking, I know my dad's gonna beat my ass. So how can I get away from this?
Long story short.
So obviously it's the text of what the paper's for, the sign and the date, and that was it. So what I did was I cut off the text and I fucked that off. And I said to my pops that you need to sign this for me not to go on a school trip next week, that I'm gonna stay in school instead. He signed it. Gave it back in. I remember specifically.
Yeah.
I can't believe I got away with that.
Bro.
I cannot, because I was petrified.
I bet.
James, I was petrified.
I bet.
Because I was like, I'm not getting this ass whooping, but if I do this and I don't succeed.
Yeah, double the ass.
Woo!
Yeah, you're getting a broken nose.
Family. I was petrified.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyway, he signed it.
Yeah, he signed it. Yeah.
I used to just take that stuff to the school forger.
The school forger.
Bro, the school forger, bro. Every school has a forger, professional forger.
That's hilarious.
Like, what's your mom's name, bro? And they just steady hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, all the sick notes, school forger.
That's hilarious, fair enough. I don't know if you had one of them. I may not have been that circle to know if you had one of them.
Yeah.
All that was running through me was fear.
Yeah.
And I needed an easy out.
That's such a smart move. I would have thrown it in a bin.
Oh no, but I'm getting clocked.
Yeah, but I'm telling the teacher something else.
Then they'll just bail my parents. I can't have that.
Yeah.
James, I can't have that. Yeah, I was in like year six. Yeah. I was getting beats back then as well. You might know about my stolen £1 story getting slapped up in the shop. I was getting beaten back then.
Fuck that,
I couldn't have it, bro.
I'd run away.
I tried. Yeah. I came out and got beat again. Fuck. I tried to run away. I didn't get far. I came home to beats, bro. I couldn't get far. Fuck, bro. It was long.
Oh my God.
It was long. Oh. Anyway, two more. One time where karma was a bitch to you. My DoorDash threw my food at the door and walked off. Immediately and accidentally, my neighbor ran him over before he got back into his car.
Huh?
Imagine.
Huh?
Imagine, bro.
Jesus.
I planned out everything to the most perfect detail just so I could get revenge. Then on my way to start the step one, I tripped and broke my collarbone.
Wow, that's a trip.
Yeah. That's a buckle.
Bro, I remember seeing one of my boys break his collarbone in football one time. Ooh. I was like, I was screaming more than him.
How did he land?
He landed literally on his shoulder. Like someone slide tackled him.
And he was like,
and he just landed like, bah. And I was like, fuck. And he came up like, I heard a crack.
He said that.
Yeah, but he was in shock. He couldn't feel any pain.
Yeah.
And he was just holding his arm like, I heard a fucking crack. And the teacher was like, sit down, shut up. Because it was like a school versus school thing.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, sit down, shut up, man, shut up. He's like, I heard a fucking crack, bro.
Yeah.
And then he came back like this. And I was like, you good, bro? I said, bro, you good?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. He was shaking. I was like, I don't know, I've done something.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's calm. I was like, just relax your shoulder, it's calm. And he went like that, he screamed and cried. He went like this, screamed and cried.
Fuck.
And I was like, something's broken. Back then, I didn't even know what collarbone was.
Yeah, facts.
He went to hospital that night. Yeah, came back the next day, so my collar was broken.
Damn. You've broken your toe, right?
Yeah.
I broke my scaphoid. You ever broken a bone?
I've broken my collarbone exactly that, like that.
Oh, really?
Where, yeah. When?
That's secondary school. Yeah, someone.
Football.
Went in for a tackle, went over, kind of like do like a front flip onto your shoulder, my head, and yeah, shoulder dropped down, and yeah, bone was just like, didn't come out of the skin.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But yeah, you could just see like.
You knew it was broken.
I knew straight, snapped. I heard it as well. But yeah.
How long was the process? God. The healing process? Or recovery process, rather?
Not that long, to be fair. A couple of months.
Were you in like a sling and that?
Yeah. Slinged up.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so scary.
Exactly.
How old are you, if you remember? What year were you in?
Yeah, I want to say 9.
Damn.
I never knew that about you.
Same. That's why I was rattled.
That's actually the second time I broke the same collarbone, actually.
Oh, yeah. God.
What was the first time?
First time was in primary school. I was ramping, you know,
kids, standard.
Yeah, year 5, year 6 or something. And me and this kid thought it was funny to just, you know, you're just swinging each other around or whatever.
Yeah,
he let go.
Yeah. Fucking you flew.
Yeah, I flew off him.
That's how Grey Tooth Mark got me.
Fuck.
That's how Grey Tooth Mark got me. Man, a bumper, man.
Fuck that. Ellis, you broken anything?
No, I haven't actually.
You're the lucky one.
Yeah, I know. I'm well lucky. Not yet.
Yeah, touch wood, bro.
Keep chatting shit.
Right, guys. We're back with another segment of Top 5. What are the current scores? Season Lee, someone's got 7. Is it 7? 7-6-2?
Yes.
7-6-2. Yeah, I feel like we've not done Top 5 in a minute. Or am I chatting shit? Did we do Top 5 last week? No, we didn't. We had Joyce last week. Yeah,
that's because Joyce was here. Yeah, I feel like we've not done it in a while.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys ready for top five this week?
Yes.
I guess so. Let's
do it. I'm actually gonna give you guys the option of what top five you prefer to do.
Okay.
There's three of us to vote, so okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that helps.
We're gonna land, yeah.
Someone's gonna land, yeah. You can either do one to do with social media or one to do with franchises.
I'm gonna vote for...
And whichever one we don't do, we'll do next week.
Franchises or social media?
I'll say social media.
Social media?
I'm going to say franchises.
Franchises on you, Rem.
Social media.
Social media, say less. Cool.
Now, as the social media manager, I'm just going to fuck this up.
Yeah, you've dropped yourself in it.
Come last.
Right. Top five, easy. The top five most followed Instagram accounts.
Wow. Okay.
Fuck.
Okay.
Shits and Geeks.
Hey!
It was another one.
LA got a brand new Benzino. It was another. Cunt.
Oh, that's jokes.
Sick. I need to speak to the delegator. I need to,
what?
I know you're gonna know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'll WhatsApp you from here. You'll know who I mean when I say that. When I say what I'm saying. I won't be going from Google search or anything like that to get any other ideas, but I'll message you on WhatsApp right now.
Okay.
If that's cool.
Okay.
If everyone are okay.
Because you've forgotten a name. Because
I've forgotten a name. I know, yeah, I've forgotten her name.
Okay.
And I know you'll know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right.
I'll wait for the message.
Right, cool. I'm going on WhatsApp right now.
You've forgotten the first name.
So I've given you the second name.
Yeah.
Right there. Wait, but I've forgotten the first name. I'm going to tell you the first, I'm going to tell you the rest.
Yeah.
Right. So from process of elimination, from that.
I know who you're talking
about.
There's literally only one person.
Yeah, right, cool. Yeah. So there. You know who I'm talking about.
But you just can't remember the name.
Fam?
Right.
I can't even.
All right, cool. We're all locked, clearly.
Yeah.
Cool. Ellis, give us your top five.
So Kim Kardashian, Drake, Champagne Puppy.
Nice. I didn't even think of Drake.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't think of Drake.
I've gone for NASA. I feel like NASA. That'd be quite a big followed one.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Like. You think outside the box.
Yeah, sometimes, bro. Yeah, you really do think outside the box. I appreciate it.
Kendall Jenner. And then I fumbled on this one. I just bought Apple. I had fucking no idea.
Damn,
after.
You hate Instagram, innit?
Jimmy?
Right. So I've done Ronaldo, Messi. This one... I know at one point she had the highest Twitter, so I've just charged it and put Ariana Grande, Kim Kardashian, and Kylie Jenner. Is that his thing?
Yeah. He couldn't think of the name for his life.
Oh, was that yours?
Couldn't think of it. I got all of her sisters, bro. I'm writing all her sisters' names down like I watched the fucking show. Couldn't think of her name.
Rem?
Kim Kardashian. Beyonce.
Ah, Beyonce.
Yeah, that's a shout.
Mr. Beast. Taylor Swift.
Tay Swizzy.
Solid shout.
And Kylie Jenner.
So number 10 with 311 million subs or followers, Khloe Kardashian.
Okay.
Number 9, 315 million, Beyonce. Number 7 with 377 million, Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow. That pissed me off.
Shout. Number 6 with 388 million, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I was going to put The Rock. I put Ariana over The Rock as well.
Number 5 with 398 million, Kylie Jenner.
Cool.
Obviously, you wrote, when you messaged it to me, I knew you were thinking of specifically, but when you wrote Kardashian, I was thinking he's never going to get it because he wrote Kardashian instead of Jenner. But I knew who we were trying to, do you know what I mean? When you wrote all of them down, I knew you were going to say.
So that's one a pop?
Yeah, one a pop. Boom, boom. Number 4 with 426 million, Selena Gomez.
Jesus.
I knew she was up there. Fuck.
Yeah.
Didn't think about her.
Number 3 with 479 million. Lionel Messi.
Gang!
Of course.
And number 2 with 597 million so far, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Maybe the alcohol is what you need on these.
Told you, conviction.
Yeah.
Gives me conviction, bro.
And last but not least, with 649 million followers, the highest followed Instagram account is Instagram.
Ah, touche.
Oh, for God's sake.
Touche. Kim K is not even in the top 10.
Kim K
that
is.
That surprises me.
Oh, did I not say Kim K?
No.
Oh, she's number 8. Sorry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was going to say, you went from, you went 10, 9, and then you went to.
Did I say 7?
You didn't. I don't think you said 8, 7, or 6.
Oh, I didn't say the numbers, but I just said the names.
I don't know. I don't
think oh, but said... sorry, my bad. Kim K is 8. If I missed out, I'm sorry. Oh, Kim K is number 8, 363 million. Let me see if Kim K, Mr. Beast, is he on this list?
It was a long shot, but.
Mr. Beast ain't on this list. Tay Swizzy is number 15, 268. Yeah. Apple is not on the list. Nasser is on the list, though.
Well played.
38, but still fair play, 94 million.
I knew they were fairly
well fucking
high.
Played. Is Apple on the list?
What's Drake?
Drake is number 31, 140 million. Well, so far. But yeah, well fair. Played. So that is 8 points, 6 points, 2 points.
GG's.
And that was top
Gang,
five.
Gang, I'm happy about that.
That was top five, top five, top five.
Top five, top five, top five. Right, I have a dilemma for us today.
Ooh, let's go.
This is like a mild one, but it's a good topic for discussion.
Okay.
Mild one, and it brings us back, on this Milly special, it brings us back to our roots about the kind of dilemmas that we used to chat about.
Okay.
Before it all got a bit too, like, out of control.
Yeah, okay.
Right, cool. So the title of this is Sneaky Link Keeps Saying He Loves Me During Sex. Did you get this one as well?
I got it, but I didn't read it. All so right. I saw that title, but I didn't read it. So
right, gang. Right. Hi, guys. I've been seeing this guy casually for about 3 months. We don't really talk other than when I go out and see him to do up sexy time. He is a very attractive and well-known rugby player in my city. For context, I'm pretty sure this girl's from South Africa. So Rugby's a thing over there.
Yeah.
Just for context.
Okay.
He's a very attractive and well-known rugby player in my city, and I've always assumed that he's seeing other girls for this reason. Recently, he invited me to hang out with his mates and their girlfriends, and I went and had heaps of fun, but was also very confused because I thought we were just a casual and on the down low. I thought we were just a casual and on the down low kind of thing, and I kind of preferred it that way because my city is small and okay. I'm seeing someone else as well.
Okay.
On this night, in brackets, he was drunk. He said he loved me while we were having sex.
Yeah.
And I ignored it because I thought it was just in the throes of passion.
Yeah. Huh?
I thought he said it just in the throes of passion.
I love you.
Yeah. I love you. Grab her face. I love you.
I fucking love you.
Open your mouth. I love you.
That. Yeah.
I fucking love you.
Yeah. Open your mouth, man. Yeah. You.
say back.
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was just in the throes of passion. Mm. But it happened again and he said it twice. And again, I ignored it because we definitely don't know each other well enough to be saying all that.
Damn.
The thought of it, the thought of talking to him about it,
yeah,
makes me physically ill. From a guy's perspective, is he just saying shit to make me obsessed with him? This is a, that last question really, really intrigued me because it made me realize that like girls really do just think different shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he saying this to make me obsessed with him?
No, he's just saying it because he's in the moment.
Yeah.
He might not necessarily, I obviously feel like he's saying this out of the lust of the moment. I don't genuinely think he's in love with you. I just think at that height, at that peak, there's nothing else to say but fuck, I love you when I'm in this tomb. You know what I mean? So yes, I think that's, I don't think he's saying it to confuse you. What did she say to what? To make her fall in love.
Yeah, to make me obsessed with him.
Yeah, no. No,
bro.
No guy does
guys
that.
Don't think
guys
like that. Don't think unless like that. They're like class A manipulators.
Yeah.
They don't think about like, I'm doing this so she'll get obsessed with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no.
Like, why would I want you obsessed with
facts.
Me?
Facts. I don't think guys want that.
Yeah. I'm already clapping the cheeks on a regular basis. Yeah, why do I need to take it the next step?
Yeah, so I don't think, personally anyway, I genuinely don't think he's saying that to make you obsessed with him.
Yeah.
He's just saying it because it's in the heat.
He's buried in the tomb. And the thing is with like, for context, this girl's kind of bad.
Okay.
So that just adds to the mix.
Okay.
She's slightly bad. He's getting, put him on a casual.
Yeah.
But you're already seeing someone else as well, which means you're not giving him the time of day. You've already said you don't really speak to him unless you're banging.
Yeah.
And that's it. You don't really speak to him unless you're having sex. You said he's a well-known rugby player, so he probably already gets a lot of a girl attention and you just use him for pipe.
So why is she asking the, so I feel, it's one of them ones I feel like she,
well, I'm saying that I can see why he's saying it because I assume he thinks he likes her way more than he actually does because this is a banging girl who just sees him to bang and then doesn't chat to him. And then she'll message him again when she's ready to bang again and then doesn't chat to him again.
My question to her is why is she questioning whether the fact he's saying this to make her obsessed with him when she only hollers him for sex, she's seeing someone else. Like he's, she said he obviously has other girls. So why would she think?
So I'm assuming, again, could be a hot take. I'm assuming she's asking that question because she's thinking he wants to, he's saying this, so I'm locked down for him,
okay,
solely for him. So he can carry on doing what he's doing,
yeah,
but he knows that I'm not doing anything else because he's trying to pattern up exclusivity.
Yeah, but considering she's, by the context of this conversation or how she DM'd it, it seems as if she has somewhat of control of how they bang and when and where they bang, considering she hollers him.
Yeah, but I'm just saying she hollers him. I don't know.
Oh, I thought that was verbatim.
No, okay.
I take that back. I thought it was verbatim. Okay, my bad. I don't know then. But I genuinely don't think he's saying this so you can fall for him or make
I think he's,
guys don't do that.
He's gassing. Yeah, what guys do is
they gas in the moment.
Themselves,
they say stuff.
Yeah, they gas themselves up in the moment when they say stuff, and they also don't like when girls treat them like they're meat. We like it for a small amount of time.
Because it is sexy.
Yeah, because it's banging. Yeah. But then after a few months, it's like, you actually don't care about me. Like, you actually don't care about me, and it's mad.
Yeah.
So then they think they like you. We think we like you more than we actually do. Because we actually don't know that we've got you. I'm not ready to drop L bars, but this whole like bringing you out with his brethren and their misses and all them things like that. Yeah, I've never done that, but I can see like a case of like, does this girl even like me or not?
Yeah, I hear that. Okay.
Sometimes guys can do the most, but the love you thing, I've been in some cheeks and I've said some stuff. I've never run that bar.
I don't think I've, unless it's like with a girl I'm seeing like my girlfriend at the time, but I don't think there's any like link or whatever. I've been banging and said, I love you.
I've never said I love you the first time in cheeks.
Oh, definitely
I've said it when I'm drunk.
Definitely not.
It when I'm drunk. I
swear, what, like not in cheeks, just like on a dance floor?
Nah, no, not in person, over text.
On the dance floor. I've just had
on
to clarify.
On a nose-to-nose wine.
I just had to clarify.
Bro, imagine.
I had to clarify.
Yeah, you imagine. Nah, on like a way back from the club. Okay. McDonald's, she's all I can think about.
Okay.
Yeah, she's all I can think about. Yeah. I didn't see a girl tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see anyone but gargoyles.
Yeah, yeah.
On that dance floor tonight. I want you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Okay.
I fucking love you.
Okay, okay, okay.
Then I wake up and think, oh, why did I say that?
Why, yeah. Oh, God.
Why did I say that, bro? Because all she replied was pre-eyes. Why did I say that, bro? Why did I give her my heart like
that?
Yeah. Because I'm in her pocket.
Yeah, facts. Just these drunk inhibitions,
man. Yeah.
These drunk inhibitions. All
right. But yeah, so that one's a mad one. But yeah, you need to nip it in the bud.
You do. You do. Considering, I feel like it's just one of them ones where you want to believe more than what he says with the I love you things. It's just take it as he's saying stuff whilst you're fucking.
Yeah,
just
and
take
he, it as that. I would go as far to say as he thinks he wants more with you than he actually does.
Yeah.
So keep it as it is. If you're happy as it is, keep it as it is. Because he's going to want to push and push and push it more until he knows for a fact that like you're down for him.
Yeah.
And once he knows that for a solidified fact, he'll bring it as casual as you. He'll just stop replying.
Yeah.
So once you're locked in, he'll stop replying.
Yeah, just keep it as casual. Try and hold as much control as you can for your own sanity and dignity, I guess.
Facts.
Yeah, it's true.
Fam?
It's true, bro.
That's the bar of the evening.
It's just true.
Right, okay, cool. You've got Dilemma to finish us off as well.
Yes, sir. Help me smash.
Gang.
So I'm 23, female.
I was 99% certain this was a Brer.
And I've been good friends with this man, 34, for about 3 years. We text all day, speak on the phone a lot, have TV shows we watch together, very close relationship. He has a girl. Been with her 10 years and often tells me that he knows she's not his soulmate. She's boring and not physically his type anymore. But they've got a mortgage, a dog, and he can't be asked with the hassle of ending it all. He told me she doesn't know about me, because if she saw what I looked like, she'd be suspicious. So he just hides his phone and she works nights. So he calls me, sees me then. Anyway, I need to fuck. I've fully been trying for like 6 months now and I don't know where I'm going wrong. I've fucked older married men with kids easier than this. He's not hugely flirty, but we talk/joke about sex, etc. And he'll ask me for advice on other girls he finds attractive. ? So he cheats, or he's willing to at least. He compliments me and is real with me about my appearance, etc. If I ever have to ask him. He gets gassed when I wear my glasses, starts calling me trouble, and it kills me. However, he has never had a single drink around me and point blank refuses to, as he says bad things will happen and he can't risk it. Even once said that I regret it in 9 months with the pre-eyes. How do I move to this man? I've been subtle this whole time, but do I just send him nudes or some shit? I've been subtle, but all I said is nudes. How do I move to him? I thought that's what she said. All right, but what do I send him nudes? For context, we work together and are both managers of different departments, so I always have tension, sly laughs in meetings, like we have some dirty secret and it fucking turns me on. We're both leaving at the end of July and he wants to do some big night out together and with everyone, get hotels, for etc. Is this my chance?
100%.
Please help.
You don't need to finish. 100%. That's the chance. That's the moment. That's the moment.
Please help. I can't explain how much I want him to destroy me. Literally on my phone to him writing this, laugh out loud. The need is too strong. Thank you.
Oh,
say
God.
For that, Rem. Rem, send that one to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she tidy?
I haven't seen a picture.
It was an email.
It's Patreon.
It's an email. Patreon.
He sent it to me via email, but it was a Patreon one.
Yeah, I don't know what she looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know what she looks like.
That made me itch, bro.
Oh, do you need a recap?
Or
you,
no.
I gotta make this
no,
up.
No, I don't. Yeah, daddy sees it all in 4K. bro. The tension will make my hair stand on edge.
Sexual tension is the one.
Right. He wants to bang you.
Of course he does.
He's given such obvious vibes that he wants to bang her.
Of course he does.
It's not even funny. Yeah. A man's complimenting on her looks.
Facts.
Said you'll regret it in 9 months.
Yeah.
Don't wear those glasses, you're trouble.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to bang. Talking about, okay, cool. One thing you can say for a fact is that if a guy, which is also in my books, like, this is unforgivable behavior.
Yeah.
Slagging off the love of your
life. Oh, that doesn't run.
Bro,
yeah,
talking shit on your wife.
To the girl you're trying to court.
To this bitch? No.
Yeah.
Never runs.
Yeah.
She is a whore.
Yeah.
And this is your life.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Talking, if a guy's ever willing to talk shit on his wife to you, one, he 1,000,000% wants to bang.
And it's a red flag.
And two, it's a screeching red flag.
Red flag.
He's a weak man.
Yeah.
He's a weak man.
Yeah.
That red flag, fuck this guy from that jump.
Yeah.
No, anyway, he wants to bang you. He's down to bang you.
Yeah.
If you don't want to wait until this whole flipping night outing, head into the toilets, bend over the sink and take a pic. Ride that skirt up and take a pic.
Send it to him. See how quick he gets in
there. Say you've got 30 seconds to get here. He'll be there in 4 seconds.
I couldn't receive that.
Do you think I could?
I couldn't receive
Do you think I could?
That in the office?
With the red lace. Glasses on, them trouble glasses on.
The red lace.
Bent over the sink.
I couldn't receive that. Oh God.
Sexual tension is mad. I'd fall over on the way.
Yeah, workplace sexual tension.
Scary.
Is a scary, scary thing.
Scary.
We've all been
stuff.
There. I feel like everyone's been there, but it's so scary.
It's literally the only tolerable thing about working in an office.
Facts.
It's the only thing you can stand
it
about working in an office.
Through the day.
Yeah.
And if she's not in,
torment. Bro,
why am I in work?
She called in sick.
Yeah, why am I here?
Yeah, bro, I'm done.
I don't need to make money today.
Yeah. 100% charge this day.
Yeah, facts.
Let me go home to the love of my life. This is stupid. Why am I here, bro?
I'm bored.
Oh, worst days when she's not in.
Yeah.
But
100% he wants to smash.
He wants to smash. He's going to smash you. So you can either do it now or you can wait. I don't know what you're concerned about. I will give him like 1% of props to the fact that he refuses to drink around you.
Fact.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because he knows.
Because he actually knows he will
take
do
you
it.
Down. Yeah.
So it doesn't sound like he's too proud about it.
Yeah.
But 1 minute, as soon as he starts slagging off the love of his life,
that's
I promise you, it's poor from him and he's down to cheat.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, fuck that guy. But anyway, guys, slightly different episode today.
Yes,
I know it's not exactly what you guys are used to. I appreciate if you made it this far, we really, really appreciate you. Yes, again, thank you so much for 1,000,000.
Yes,
after this point, I honestly, obviously we're going to want 2 million, 5 million, 10 million. But at the end of the day, I will never, ever, ever ask anything else.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, we're going to do the usual, subscribe to the channel, etc. But in terms of goals and all this kind of stuff, like, guys, you've done it for us.
Yeah.
We've completed our mission and we couldn't
be happier, man.
Could not be happier.
It's crazy.
So again, thank you so much. If you want to see us on Thursday, head on over to patreon.com/shizandgigs.
Yes,
and as always, love.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.